When we think of the story of King Solomon, one of the things it said about silver is that Solomon made it as common as stones. But it also says that silver continued to be brought to Solomon by kings and other people who came to hear his wisdom. And it says that they used silver as their money, by which they bought chariots and horses. So silver was their money. We often see that in the word. Another thing we can notice in this story is that gold and silver often go together in the word, because gold and silver together represent the two great commandments: love to the Lord above all and love toward our neighbor as ourselves, like the highest heaven and the middle heaven. And in the story that we read from the Heavenly Doctrine, can you picture how beautiful it would be to see those sacks full of beautiful shining silver and be allowed to come and take silver out of them to use? Well, the Lord wants to let you have access to lots and lots of silver. And when we think about what silver represents in the Word and what it corresponds to, we can see how we can cooperate with the Lord so that He can let us take great lots of silver, abundant silver, out of His Word. So if you think about some stories in the Word that mention silver, one story that comes to mind is the story of Joseph in Egypt. You might remember how his brothers came down to buy food from Joseph, and what did they use for money? They used silver. They brought silver. And so then Joseph, after filling up their grain sacks full of good food, what did he do? He hid the silver back in their bags. He gave it back to them. And then later in the story, it says he took his silver cup, maybe a little like this silver cup. And what did he do with that? He hid it in Benjamin's bag. And that's a picture of how the Lord wants to give us silver. He wants it to be as our own. And yet at the same time, we need to acknowledge that silver, the truth, really comes from the Lord and belongs to Him. Another story we can think of about silver in the Word is how the Lord commanded the children of Israel to make two silver trumpets, and the priests would blow them. They would blow them to call the people together to celebrate, and they would also call the people together in a time of war to protect their families and their homes. That we can see how that corresponds to the truth too, because truths that we hold in common draw us together and celebrate. We're thankful to the Lord. And they also draw us together to defend ourselves against what is wrong. Another story in the Word that mentions silver that you might remember is the story of Daniel and how he told King Nebuchadnezzar about the dream that he had had with a head of gold, chest and arms of silver, and belly and thighs of bronze, legs of iron, and feet made of iron mixed with clay. In that statue, we can see how gold is the highest, represents love to the Lord, and silver is next highest, represents love toward the neighbor. One more story that you might remember from the Heavenly Doctrine is when Swedenborg got to visit the people of the Silver Age. And after the end of his visit with them, they gave him a present. They gave him a bunch of grapes. And when Swedenborg received it, the leaves turned to silver as a sign that he had been with the people of the Silver Age. Now, when we think about silver, we read in the Heavenly Doctrine that it represents concepts of truth. And we can see how the very fact that we have beautiful silver in this world, why it exists in this planet, why it exists in the spiritual world, is because it corresponds, it comes from the Lord's divine wisdom, the Lord's divine truth. We can see how that's so. For one thing, one special thing about silver is that it is the most reflective of all the metals. That's such a perfect, beautiful picture of concepts of truth. Is when we have concepts of truth from the Lord in our minds, they reflect the light of His spiritual Son and give us light to see our way, what we should do and what we should not do. Another wonderful thing about silver it is the best conductor. So if you make wires of silver, it's going to be the fastest and most complete, transferring electricity from one place to another. That's like truth too, because if you love a truth that means a lot to you, you are so eager to share it with someone else. It could be something like, if you're a carpenter and you've learned how to do a certain job, you love to teach somebody else that trick that saves you so much time. And it's also true about much higher things too, about how to work with our husband or wife and with our children and be an ethical, honest, just man in any field of work. All those truths that the Lord gives us, we're eager to share them. We like to be good conductors in that way if we love the truth. Another wonderful thing about silver is that it's pretty easy to shape. Not as easy to shape as gold, but still it's pretty soft or malleable, as they say. That's why they can make this beautiful cup out of it and this plate. And you can see how that fits with truth too, because if we love the truth, then we're eager to have the Lord shape our minds and our way of thinking. And when we find out, you know, my thinking's been a little off in this direction, we're glad to have the Lord hammer our minds back into shape or into a better shape, more like an angel. And that's how the Lord works with us. Another beautiful thing about silver is that it is a disinfectant. It kills germs. And people use silver in certain kinds of special bandages today and as a coating on medical instruments because it kills germs. So easy to see how that corresponds to the truth in our minds. Because when we know what's right, then when the evil spirits try to infect us with the germs of stupid, wrong ideas, we can say, no, I'm not doing that. And we're safe. We don't get sick that way. Another thing about silver is that it alloys pretty easily. In fact, to find in the earth, just naturally, pure silver is pretty rare, rarer than gold. Most of the silver we find is already mixed with other metals like copper and zinc and other things. So to get pure silver, we have to refine it. Refining means that you take the silver and you heat it up very hot till it melts. And then the silver floats on the other metals and then you can pour off just the silver. Or the other metals float higher, you can pour them off and keep purer silver. You have to keep doing that repeatedly, which is why the sentence that we began the service with said, silver refined in an earthen crucible, purified 7 times. And you can see how that's like truth too, because the truths that we have in our minds are always a little mixed up, a little alloyed with things that aren't so clear and right. And the Lord, through the course of our lives, if we're willing, He refines and purifies our ideas more and more. We get rid of the dross, as it's called, the stuff that's not worth so much. And the Lord gives us purer and purer silver. Silver has been used as money for a long, long time because truths are the way we exchange things of value with each other. In fact, we even call our economy the information economy today because information, which is truth on a kind of low level, is so valuable. So again, you can see silver corresponds to truth. So when we think about the way the Lord creates the universe in our world, with every single thing that we can see and find in this natural world corresponding to something in the Lord Himself, and that's why it exists and continues to exist. That's why it exists in the spiritual world. That's what correspondence is all about. We can see what the correspondence of silver and gold are. We can see how we can act to let the Lord make us more and more precious and valuable as servants in His kingdom. When we think about silver, we can think about loving to have those bright truths in our mind reflecting the spiritual sun. We can think about being good conductors of truths to each other. We can think about being willing to have our minds shaped by the Lord's truth. We can be eager to have the Lord's truth disinfect our minds of things that are unclean. We can think about how the Lord needs to purify and refine and refine and refine our ideas of truth. So we always want to keep learning new things from the Lord, better ways to live. And we can think about the truth as being the means of exchanging, of truly loving our neighbors and learning new things. And when we do, when we live a life like that, then the Lord is going to be more and more giving us access to those beautiful purses full of precious, beautiful, shiny silver. Amen.